Lionel Messi is coming to town.
Nobody coming to Campana, and Messi scores another one. He just couldn't go a night without delighting these dry pink stadium supporters.
He's an international superstar footballer whom some know as Leo. Others refer to him as the Flea, an Argentine who plays as a forward for both Inter Miami in the U.S. and the Argentina national team. Messi is a force, a must-see, and soccer fans in our region cannot wait to lay eyes on him at Subaru Park in Chester when the whistle blows tonight. WHYY's resident soccer aficionado Nick Karayuki joins us to talk through Messi 101, if you will. Nick, you've written about Messi in advance of his visit to Chester, describing him as perhaps one of the greatest male soccer players of all time. What makes him so great?
Lionel Andres Messi is 36 years old, 5'7". Individual awards-wise, he has won the Ballon d'Or 7 times. That's an award for the best player of the year, and that is the most times that a male player has won it. He won the most recent FIFA World Cup with Argentina. That was probably the last big tournament that he needed to put in his, frankly, overstuffed trophy cabinet. He won the Copa America with Argentina. He won the Champions League several times over with Barcelona that he played for the longest during his club career. Basically, any team or individual award that he has competed in, he has won in many cases several times over.
Oh my gosh. Is there a style of play that is unique to him?
As I mentioned, he's 5'7", so height is not really one of his major advantages, but he plays with just a dynamism and a ball control that is matched by a very few number of other players. He can accelerate quickly, he can turn on the ball. The ball is practically Velcroed to his foot.
Oh my gosh. So he needs good people to play with, to play well, and he brought in a few of his favorites along with him to Miami?
Yes. Along with his arrival, the team has also brought in some of the players that helped shape his success, particularly with Barcelona.
And you mentioned he doesn't have a very imposing stature as a footballer, but this is part of his story. It's part of his appeal to his fans, right?
Yeah, it is a story of some adversity. When he was younger, he was diagnosed with growth hormone deficiency. Luckily, how Barcelona were able to get him over into their youth academy was to offer to cover the treatment for that, for the years that he needed to get him to the 5'7" height that he is now. Unlike his biggest rival, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's 6'2", incredibly fit, I think a lot of the appeal is the fact that he is kind of smaller in stature and still able to dominate the game at the level that he does.
It appears Messi is really turning around Miami's season on the pitch. Are they undefeated with him?
Yes. So far, Inter Miami have only played League's Cups games with Messi on the team, and they have remained undefeated in 5 games. Messi has scored 8 goals in those games. Before he arrived, they were bottom of the MLS Eastern Conference and the Supporter Shield standings. He couldn't have come at a better time to turn around the season for the side.
Yeah, and turning around attention to the team, their social media is blowing up. He is taking this team to a whole new level.
Yes, the Instagram following for Inter Miami is now more than every other MLS team combined, and it has doubled, tripled, quadrupled the followings of the New York Yankees, the New England Patriots. Ticket sales for games are selling out and reselling in the hundreds of dollars range, and even the Apple TV subscriptions to watch MLS games have doubled, according to Jorge Mas, one of the co-owners of Inter Miami.
Oh my gosh. And what is the union going to do about Messi on their home field tonight?
Well, the best thing they can do is forget that they're playing one of the greatest players of all time and remember that they can make Subaru Park a fortress. Last season in MLS, the Union were unbeaten in Chester. This season, they have had just 1 loss. Head coach Jim Curtin said that their last performance wasn't up to the standard that would be good enough for them to beat Inter Miami, and they need to show a real improvement. Part of that will come from a strong home showing. He also jokingly told fans not to sell their tickets to Miami fans, no matter how much they're offered.
Oh, and I have to know, why is he called the Flea?
partially to do with the size, also to do with the dynamism, just the ability to move around so quickly and just leave defenders literally colliding with each other, trying to stop him.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Nick. Always a pleasure to talk about soccer / football with you. Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Nick Kariuki is WHYY's resident soccer aficionado. He'll be covering tonight's match in Chester.